Hey there, my name is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we will be talking about your leadership, Kung Fu, scripting life like Jackie Chan. Many of you likely have heard of Jackie Chan. He's known for many movies, from Rush Hour to his most recent one, The Foreigner. He mostly does his own stunts. And some of them are very risky, that mistakes could have caused him his life at times. So today's discussion is in reference to a YouTube video I saw, Google Talks, that Jackie Chan was in. So I'll leave the link below for you to reference. So during this discussion, he had mentioned about how he does his own stunts. He does get scared, so there are those fears, but despite those fears, he engages in doing those stunts because he wants that more realistic view. So when the audience sees his movies, they see the realistic acts there that he does. He wants to challenge himself and push himself to do greater stunts and interactions as he goes along in his movies. So the same with your leadership. You want to challenge yourself. You want to engage in activities that will push you to great leadership. Yes, it's going to be scary. Yes, those fearful thoughts will come into your mind, but remember, fear is a great illusionist that is meddlesome in your mind and tries to mess with your leadership and try to create doubt. And it's all an illusion. It's all tricks that fear is creating in your mind. But push through that and take those risks. And there will be times that you, as a leader, you will have to take action without having a safety net below. And now there is a difference between Jackie Chan's acting and your leadership, in that his acts, his stunts, they're physical and can literally cost him his life should mistakes be made. But with your leadership, it will not be as drastic, in that you take action and do those stunts, so to speak. And yes, you might make mistakes, and yes, you will fail, but you get back up and you have opportunities, you learn from it, you grow from it. One of the things that Jackie Chan had discussed in the video was that he likes to teach, but more importantly, he learns from those that he's teaching, and he incorporates some of the things that he learns to his life, to his life script, and how can he apply what he learned from them, how can he change it, make changes to his life, to his acting. So he had mentioned about Hammer of God movie, and there was a scene where he was on a tree, I believe, and the cameraman was down below, but the cameraman got out the way. Jackie Chan had fell to the ground and he got injured, and I don't know if he was kidding or not, but he had indicated that the cameraman had went to protect his camera and move out the way. So on that loosely based illustration, with your leadership, there will be times that you're going to take action. You're going to get out there and take those risks. And there will be people that you think are going to be there for you, that safety net, that support. But when they see you falling and see that, oh, this is going to cost him his job, this is going to cost her an opportunity for advancement, this is going to cost them losing the funding for their business or whatever the case may be. So then they scoot out the way and then you fall. So realize that those things might happen. They might not always happen. You will have those support systems, and you will have those that will support you and be there for you should you make those mistakes and failures. But on the other hand, there will be those that will just scoot out the way and let you fall, protecting themselves. And that's where you bounce back, you get back up, and you learn from that situation. You learn who was there for you, who supported you, who didn't, and who knows what those individuals were going through at that time that they scooted out the way. Was it a selfish act? Were they going through other personal things at the time that they weren't willing to risk? Well, you may be giving it your all, grinding, hustling, pursuing your passion, and people are supporting you in that endeavor. The times that you see some individuals scoot aside, before we're quick to judge and see, oh, you weren't there for me, or you didn't support me, why did you let me make a mistake, why did you let me fail? Look at the situation. Look at what they might be going through in their lives. So don't be quick to judge why somebody didn't support you, why somebody scooted out the way. And Jackie Chan and that cameraman, my understanding is they still got along afterwards, and he was in the hospital and things were okay. Look at the whole situation before drawing a conclusion. Jackie Chan had also mentioned that he tells sometimes the producers, the directors, or in his own mind, or his team, that do you want to make a movie or do you want to make a good movie? And sometimes we're pressured by deadlines, we're pressured by, we got to get that report in, we're pressured by getting that goal accomplished by a certain quarter, we're pressured by outside entities, and so in the pursuit of getting everything accomplished, we rush, we don't put all the time and effort and energy into what it is that we're wanting to get accomplished, that we create a mediocre result, a mediocre leadership. And like Jackie Chan had mentioned, that he's not making a film for the now, he's making it for the future. And so he wants to make a great film that will last generations, that will last for the future. Some people are so quick to want to get the rewards now that they're wanting to get everything done now and get the rewards now, that as time goes on, that result will falter, it'll become and look mediocre, and future generations will not be able to reap what you created in your legacy to the effectiveness that it could have been should you have spent the time, invested the time in creating that great legacy and worked towards it. And later in the future, you'll reap the rewards. Like Jackie Chan said, some people are wanting the Oscars now, they're wanting the all the millions of dollars now, and they want all the fame and the girls, the guys, whatever it may be, all that lifestyle now. So they create all this stuff, they finish their movie and it makes money, they get their money and all this stuff. But it's not a great movie that's gonna leave a lasting impression down the road. The same with your leadership. Invest the time now, whether that's through reading books, listening to podcasts, listening to YouTube videos, watching great speakers, such as on TEDx, following the greats that are out there, and learning and growing and putting yourself out there, taking action. Not everyone's going to like what you have to say. Not everyone's going to agree with you. You're going to get critics, but that's okay. If you're just sitting down idle, your leadership legacy isn't going to go nowhere. So start today creating a great film, a great movie, a great leadership. You have the script in here. It's like making a movie. And that's why I said scripting it like Jackie Chan, because he was mentioning that he sees everything like a script, like a movie. He'll be wherever he may be, and he's looking around and he's seeing props. He's like, how can I incorporate that into my movie? How can I use that as a stunt? How can I do this? How can I do that? And so the same with your leadership. You're scripting your life. You're writing your narrative. Every day, every minute, as you go forward, you're writing, you're scripting it. So what narrative are you writing for your leadership? Are you just mediocre, writing just, okay, well, this is today? Are you really fully engaged in writing your story with passion, with that energy, with that zest, with the motivation, inspiration, and above all else, taking action? Because you can have great ideas, you can have the wherewithal, you can have the motivation, the inspiration, but all that, if it's there, bubbled up within you, but not unleashed, like listen to my Leadership Dragon, a Game of Thrones approach, where I talk about unleashing the dragon within. You got to unleash that and allow it to grow and mature and take action on it. Can't reemphasize enough. Action, action, action. Yes, fear blocks you, and fear scares many of us into doing nothing. Fear, we're allowing fear to make the choices for us. But there's a way to overcome fear. Just like I mentioned in the Wizard of Oz episode, that the wizard was using his trickery, the illusion of creating that scary face, that Dorothy and her team were frightful, until Toto went and opened the curtain and saw that, hey, it's just a man behind here with this trickery. And the same with fear. Fear comes into our minds and creates this illusion about failing, creates illusions about the mistakes, creates illusions about the lack of success, creates all these illusions using smoke and mirrors, and it plays with your mind and can plague your leadership mind palace. Go back and listen to that episode too about the leadership mind palace. You have a strong fortress of knowledge in there, but if the fog of fear creeps in there and you allow it and not protect your mind palace, it's going to create all that doubt. It's going to create a chaotic mind if fear just grips and overtakes your mind palace. So protect it, grow it, develop it. And there are ways to go about that, which we can discuss in a future episode. Tips and ideas about all of that. As we go along in this episode, I'll start discussing more and more about how to do certain things and tips. Check out my Leadership Tidbit series, where I discuss brief ideas on how to spark action, on how to overcome fear, or whatever the subject may be that day. So, and there will be frustrations. Jackie Chan had his frustrations with following the rules of the way the structure is here in the United States with filmmaking versus where in other countries where he makes his own films, has his own team. So, but yet, despite the limitations, he works through it. And there will be rules, there will be policies and procedures that will be in place, whether that's state, federal, for your business, business laws, business policies, in your workplace, wherever you may be. And there will be those rules and guidelines and structure, but you can push through them and work through them and turn them into an advantage for you so that you can accomplish that great movie, that great leadership. So within you is your leadership kung fu. You have it within you to use that against the enemies that come against you, the enemies of idleness, the enemy which is idleness, which is stagnation, which is lackadaisical, which is fear, all negativity, all these things. You have it within you to overcome. So think about your leadership legacy as a script, as a movie that you're continuously making, that you're refining, fine-tuning, and use the tools that you have, use the knowledge that you have. Get out there and get the experience. If you're young in your journey of leadership, get out there, gain all the experience you can. Overcome that fear by confronting fear with action, by having that strong mind palace. And get out there and start doing some kung fu on them and say, I got this. So remember, you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. No one can take your leadership kung fu away from you. Continue to script your life. Refine it. Go back to the editing software. I mentioned that in my picturesque vision, creating a picturesque vision for your leadership episode. Review that. All of these things tie together. So continue on your journey of leadership and never give up, never surrender. Continue to fight for what you believe in and confront that fear with kung fu leadership. So subscribe to my channel, leave a comment down below, like or dislike, listen to my podcast, follow me on all social avenues of communication, and until next time, take care.